For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. The FBI Kansas City Division has opened a federal hate crime investigation regarding the fire that took place at the Planned Parenthood facility in Columbia early Sunday morning. The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information on the incident. FBI spokesperson Bridget Patton urges anyone who has information to contact the FBI Jefferson City office.
If anybody was in the area of the Planned Parenthood facility during the early morning hours of Sunday, February 10th, and they saw something, they saw someone, we urge those individuals to please reach out to law enforcement.
In a press release from Planned Parenthood, Great Plains CEO and President Dr. Brandon Hill said they are committed to providing care in Columbia and this incident won't deter them. There are no updates on the investigation at this time. The University of Missouri will be adding a new team to its roster next year. The MU chess team will be bringing the university into the world of collegiate chess. Christian Carrilla, a grandmaster in chess, is coaching the new team.
We're creating a new team. This is kind of initially my idea when I was still in the Bay Area. I was thinking of starting a new chess collegiate program because I think it has a lot of potential, collegiate chess in general, and it's not tapped sufficiently.
The St. Louis Chess Club has reached an agreement with the university to start the new team in the fall of 2019. Carrilla says one challenge is the pool of chess players able to join a collegiate team is small, so it's a competitive area among colleges. The aim of the new team is to bring chess to Missouri and help expand college-level chess in the U.S. Carrilla says recruitment is still in the early stages and invitations to join the team have been sent out to players around the world. MU's Provost Latha Ramchand has announced today that MU's graduate school is back. The Columbia, Missourian reports the school will serve the same purpose of the former Office of Graduate Studies and, additionally, serve as the academic home to the Interdisciplinary Neuroscience Program, the Genetic Area Program, and graduate programs offered via the MU Informatics Institute. Former Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton closed the graduate school in spring of 2014 after creating the Office of Graduate Studies. That office reorganized and left several graduate and interdisciplinary programs without an academic home. Jenny Hart, the former Associate Vice Chancellor for Graduate Studies, will serve as Dean and Vice Provost for Graduate Studies. The grand opening of the Columbia Agriculture Park has been delayed due to the cold temperatures experienced this winter. The Agriculture Park has been under construction since July of 2018. The original grand opening was scheduled for March 9th, the spring opening of the farmers market. Adam Saunders is the campaign director for the Agriculture Park. He says contractors just need some good windows of weather to pour concrete.
Our tentative opening date of the Agriculture Park will be April 27th, and so we're hoping for good weather between now and then to make sure we get the rest of the concrete poured and the steel structure up and ready for action.
The farmers market will still hold its spring opening, but instead move outside the Parkade Center. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.